Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and verse 29. I'm going to speak about tongues. It's an important organ in the body. And the Bible speaks much about it. This is a basic message, but certain time, or most of the time, we fail in the very basic things. That's why the Word of God come back to us and reminding us. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We come before the name of Jesus, Lord, and at this time, and let your word be preached, O God. Let be revival and be healing in it. Let your grace flow to us, to heal us, to correct us, to direct us in the right way of life and conduct. I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit will be needed in every one of us in the name of Jesus. Take this message, O God, and make it reach to those who are in need of this word of yours. Put verses on the statement and direct it in the way that you want it to be. I pray for rest and peace in each and every one's heart. I pray for wisdom and direction to those who are having issues and those who want a decision. I pray you lead them through your word. Speak to us, speak to each and to each of us according to the needs. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. God give us mouth and tongue, and we are called to speak, and we are called to, when we speak, that our speech should go to edify. And we know very well that the mouth is, the tongue is connected with the heart, and whatever inside the heart, it will come out one way or another out of our mouth. So when he says, let no corrupt communication, here the communication comes from the mouth, but is originating it is from the heart and in the mind. There should be no corruption, sin, wrong motive, and evil things, also false motive, lies, all can be in our hearts. And our speech may bring some corruption out. Will be hypocrisy, that corruption. It could be also gossips, slander. It could be also anger and hatred that coming through our communication. And the point here, it is not only for us, but there are people who are around us who are hearing. So I need to realize that whatever coming out from my mouth, it will be heard. And what is going to be heard should edify those who are around me. So there is double responsibility here. Not that we should only speak good word, no, non-corrupt word, because God is listening and somebody whom we are speaking also is listening, but they are here around us. They will also listen whether we like it or no. And if they will listen, that what they hear from our mouth should be bring edification into their lives. He mentioned here, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace. Those who hear, that they should be served with the grace of God. So how much we need to be very careful what to speak, jokes, lies, gossips, anger, wrong expression, gestures, all come from the mouth. In the book of Titus, speaking about the minister of grace, flattering is sin. Not to suppress yourself and tell other words is also some sort of corrupt communication. Titus chapter 2 verse, this is verse 11 and 12, say about the grace of God. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So when we are called to minister through our tongue by the grace of God, that the word that comes out from our mouth should deny worldliness, lust, and we should have self-control, promote righteousness, and godly things and godly motives come from our heart and lives. Book of Colossians chapter 4. So really, it makes it very clear. Do I need to speak? What I'm going to speak? Book of Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Say, let your speech be always with the grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Now here, we understand that we need to speak. Because he said that you might be able to answer every man. But how we are going to speak? It is easy to speak with the people who are in the right mind. But the people with the wrong mind, or certain time you are put in a position that you have been attacked, you need to keep yourself self-controlled and alert, and let the word that coming from your mouth to be the word that the Holy Spirit wants to speak through you to the people, that you can minister by the grace of God, and also that those who hear around you will be edified by the grace of God through the word that comes from your mouth. It says season with salt. The word you're going to speak is should be having value and sense based on the scriptures and based on the will of God. Most of the time when we are put into the test, we find ourselves out of the way. We speak and decide and we utter things out of place and does not go along with what God expects from us to speak. That's why you say, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. First question, do I need to speak? Second question, what I need to speak? And I understand that my mouth is connected with my heart. And still we need to search our heart. Certain things may come in. And will corrupt what is good, what God has put in our heart, and we need not to allow these bad things to proceed out of our mouth. In Matthew chapter 15, that's what the Bible says. That when we are angry, it should be slow to speak, quick to listen and slow to speak. Because when we speak, we are going to provoke by the anger and allow the corruptible things in the flesh will proceed out from our heart through our tongues also. Matthew 18 and Matthew 15. How many of us we regret about certain words or certain prayers wrong when we are angry and we come back to God, Lord, forgive me, I pray this prayer. I was sharing today with the student. We were having one subject in the college. That subject, they do this exam in a very peculiar way. They give us 100 questions. The answer either you choose or true or false. It's very easy to answer. But how they will correct, for every correct answer they will give you 1 mark. For every wrong answer they will deduct from you. So you cannot guess. In the same way, God treats us how we use our tongue. If we will speak bad words, there will be deduction. If we speak correct word, there will be adding mark to us. That is what is going on. Most of the time, people, they are not aware that if they will speak wrong things, that will affect them. It will affect. Matthew 15, verse 18 and 19. That's why we need to be careful how to use our tongue. Matthew 15, verse 18 and 19. This is not a new message. This is a basic thing. This is just a reminder to each and every one of us, including me. Sometimes we forget to see our shape through the scriptures. Matthew 15, verse 18 and 19. They say, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, and blasphemies. And that's why when we are angry, the evil thoughts will come, the anger, the hatred, the revenge in our talk. And when we allow the flesh to be uncontrolled, then the rest of the immoral thoughts, stealing, false witnessing, all will come out from our mouth. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Say, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We need to keep our heart, protect our heart. We are exposed to be hurt, abused, spoken against us ill words, accusation, and these things may affect our hearts and come inside us, and we try to process it in the wrong way. But just remember what the Word of God said, that no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. And we understand from Martin that from the mouth is coming from the heart. And in Proverbs, Solomon, he asked his son to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. First question, do we need to speak? The second question is, what are we going to speak? And the third situation is that we ought to speak, that's why we need really to choose what to say. In Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35 to 37, say, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Now here he did not speak that the good man out of his heart speak good word. He say bring out good things. So there's a theme that we might be tempted certain time to go out of the way that God wants us, but there's a way that we need to come back, to go back to do the good things. And that is the mark of the good man. I'm not saying that we can say something bad words. No, it is still not acceptable. We'll pay for it. We'll pay for it. Even myself, I speak something not going with God's way, I'll pay for it. But we should not continue in the wrong way. That's what he says here. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, he will forgive us, and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. There's a theme here. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So there's a process of thinking, processing issues. We should have big ears, big eyes, small mouth, allow processing to go on in our heart and mind before we let word come out, before we take a certain decision. I repeat again, when the devil attack of devil can cause confusion, and can cause reaction that will lead us to take wrong decision, and wrong decision and steps that will lead us to do evil. That is not the good man. The good man, he will not allow this to prevail. We may go through attack of devil, get confused, get react. We might think evil, but we will not allow the evil to prevail in our life and hearts and mind. Verse 36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. So really we truly need to repent of things that we speak, idle word, we speak it without considering what we are saying, giving certain opinions. We know very well it is wrong opinion, but still we will say it to just devalue things or just to impress certain things. It could be careless world, it could be reckless world, that God calls us accountable to repent of it. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So here, if you had spoken something unpleasant to God, God wants you to, God want us, God want me to repent of it, and realizing that should not be spoken, and that things should be not go back to it. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse 19. The word of God heals us, frees us from careless, idle world, non-pure world. Reckless world. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19 say, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The more we speak, the more we are prone to sin. So when we are angry, the best thing is to close your mouth. Your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun set while you are still angry. Process it in your mind. Don't let corrupt word come out from, proceed from your mouth. Control the thought of your heart. It's a very difficult moment when you are angry and when you are hurt. How to control your mouth and tongue. God give us grace today to be aware of this pitfall in our lives. Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23. Mark it in your Bible. It's a good verse to remember always. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. So, as we keep our mouth and tongue, especially when we are triggered, we are keeping ourselves from trouble. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. So our mouth could be a good source for us to get and receive good things. Our lips and our mouth, not our hands. Verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So there is life and death in the power of the tongue. So we need to direct it toward life, that we may eat a good fruit out of it. And the last verse for them today, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 11. and say, he that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. The king is the Lord Jesus Christ for us, and he's a friend to us. He say, you are my friend. And what is required of us here today is that we keep our heart pure and our lips and tongue seasoned with grace, that we can minister to those who ask us, and that we may minister grace to our children, to our spouses, to our neighbors, to our brothers and sisters, and to the whole world. Let us stand. Let us repent of our sin, the death that we brought with our tongue, the wrong decisions, the wrong words, the reaction that God is not pleased with. Let us ask God forgiveness. Let us ask God to give us self-control. Yes, Lord. Give me self-control, oh God. Control my thought and my heart and my tongue, oh God. Especially when I am provoked. Let your word proceed out of my mouth. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to control all the corruptible thoughts, to renounce them, and not to let them proceed out of my mouth. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your will be done in our life. Help us to realize, each and every one of us, the careless word, the idle words that we say it in a non-responsible way, non-accountable way. We ask God forgiveness, Lord. Heal our hearts, O God. Heal our heart, O God. Tell Him, Lord, heal my heart. Although the song is, heal my heart. Let's ask the Lord to heal our heart also. To make us pure and cleanse, so that we can minister His grace to the world and to the people who listen, that we can benefit them and get edified in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God. Hear my prayer, Lord. My heart, Lord. God, thank you for your work to us. Holy Spirit, remind us, remind each and every one of us, that we need to have self-control, to exercise self-control on the organ of the body that you gave us. Holy Spirit, captivate us, control us, discipline us, lead us to be kind of children of yours that you are pleased with. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Take this word and edify your church. Bring it to everyone who needs it. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, let your hand be with us and keep us, O God, from harm so that we never see pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.